How you doing, Hillary?
When the celebrity website TMZ starts hounding you with a camera at Washington's National Airport, generally speaking, it's not a good thing. Hillary Clinton maintained a stony silence in the face of questions about the growing scandal concerning her email.
I have a good day, Hillary.
The issue hit the nation's front pages via a New York Times exclusive on Monday, revealing that as Secretary of State, she never used an official government email address. Indeed, she didn't even have one. And if that gave rise to the notion that the Secretary of State was communicating with world leaders via Gmail or another off-the-shelf commercial provider, they were quickly dispelled when it became apparent that, in fact, she set up a sophisticated network of servers at her home in upstate New York. It seems to have been specifically designed to bypass U.S. government systems.
Have you asked the cybersecurity office here in the State Department if they had concerns?
I have not.
Has anyone asked about that?
I'm happy to check on that.
Thank you.
I'm happy to check on that.
State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf has spent most of the week promising reporters that she'd get back to them with information about whether Hillary Clinton met the legal requirements to safeguard any emails relating to government business and make them available to congressional committees, the media and historians. Mrs. Clinton would have known about the importance of that because officials in George W. Bush's White House got into trouble for using personal email accounts and not archiving the contents correctly. So far, the State Department can only say they have 55,000 pages of Mrs. Clinton's email handed over 2 years after she left office. They cannot say whether that's everything. Republicans, smelling a rat, are issuing subpoenas that would require Mrs. Clinton to safeguard any email still in her possession.
This is a bad story for her and her presidential campaign because it reinforces many things people already don't like about the Clintons.
Chris Saliza is a political columnist for The Washington Post. He says the story is more than the manufactured controversy Clinton loyalists claim because it underscores the sense that there's an arrogance at the heart of Mrs. Clinton's operation.
Everything the Clintons do is political. The fact that this email domain was registered on the day of her Senate confirmation to be Secretary of State in January 2009 suggests that she had always planned to use this because those emails are not as easily retrieved under the federal archiving process.
The only comment the former Secretary of State has made came on Twitter. "I want the public to see my email," she wrote, saying she's asked the State Department to release it as soon as possible. But officials there now say that will take months, which could be disastrous politically for Mrs. Clinton. She was hoping to announce her candidacy for the presidency as early as next month. Democrats watching on are now nervous that her presidential aspirations are looking a lot less solid than before. Simon Marks, Washington.